Hey, America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We have a show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And to our friends around the world, welcome. We're all partners in freedom. We would ask that you would share this work because it's the counter to the propaganda nonsense in the mainstream media. And we need to put millions of people, millions of marching feet on the street. So please share far and wide. Hey, we're brought to you by a great, great product. We always hear grid down. The grid's coming down. We've let terrorists into the country. Gee, I wonder how they got here. And they're going to take the grid down. Oh, bad people are after us. You better get ready. Well, okay, here's how you get ready. Right here. Look at this. This is the Fight or Flare flashlight, military grade. This breaks glass. This cuts rope. These are solar panels, so you never need batteries. All you need is a little sunlight to get a charge, and it stays charged forever. And because of that, it also will take care of your electronic devices. It'll charge them. On the flashlight part of it, main beam, 500 meters, 800 lumens behind it, strobe light and other features, emergency siren. It's one-stop shopping, military-grade hardware flashlight necessary for what's coming. And you know what's coming is not good. It's probably pre-planned, but you'll be prepared if the grid goes down. Fighterflare.com is where you want to go. 15% off with the coupon code 15 off. Well, we have an interesting story for you here, and it's part two of what we did in the last segment with the carbon capture programs. And in the last segment, we talked about, oh, Kristi Noem, she masquerades as a populist candidate, but yet she's letting her farmers' land be stolen, their health be endangered, and we're going to get into the health part of it here in this segment. Setarsha, Mississippi, February 22nd, 2020. This community points out to us that every community in America, large or small, is in jeopardy. And you're saying, well, Dave, what if you live in a city? You're not in a farm. You're not going to have carbon capture. How far did the gas travel in Bhopal, India, when thousands were killed because of industrial neglect? You're at risk. Farms surround cities. Sometimes there are farms within cities. And they're going to move the carbon capture, not just from farmland, but big ag wants to capture the carbon emissions from smokestacks. So it'll be in the cities as well too. And I'm going to make a bold statement. I'll come back to it. Every single American, their health is at risk, and your money is being ripped off by big ag and the energy companies in this false scam called carbon capture. Let me give you an example about how it's dangerous. Setarsha, Mississippi, 7 p.m., and it's lucky it was 7 p.m., and we'll explain later what we mean by that. February 22nd, 2020, people started to smell rotten eggs. As a green cloud rolled across Route 40, 433, and settled into the valley surrounding this small town, two dozen individuals immediately collapsed in their homes and also at a nearby fishing camp near a river. Vehicles were entered as people started to feel sick, and they tried to drive away from this green cloud, but the cars wouldn't start because oxygen needs fuel to burn, and the people couldn't drive out of trouble, so they were trapped. Drivers scrambled out of their inoperative vehicles, and they just wandered around in the dark until many of them collapsed. The first call to the local county, Yazoo County Emergency Management Agency, came at 7:13. So there was 13-minute difference between when the problem started and when the problem became known. But the problem is they didn't know what the problem was. Oh, we're going to get into that right here. First responders were not trained for this. They had no idea what was going on. They looked at everything else but the exact cause. They looked at propane, they looked at the local power company, they looked at everything, but they couldn't find the source of what was collapsing people by the dozens in this town. A group called Denbury Inc., Denbury, then called Denbury Resources, operated a network of CO2 carbon capture pipelines in the Gulf Coast area that inject the gas into oil fields to force out more petroleum. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Isn't the purpose of carbon capture to get the carbon out? Who said this was about facilitating shipment of petroleum? There's your hint that it's a scam. Now, ambient CO2 is odorless, colorless, and heavier than air, but the industrial CO2 in Denbury's pipeline had been compressed into a liquid, which is pumped through the pipelines under high pressure. A rupture in this kind of pipeline sends CO2 gushing out in a dense, powdery, white cloud that sinks to the ground and is cold enough that it even makes steel so brittle it can be smashed with a sledgehammer. You go, wow, this is different than normal CO2 leaks. Yes. Now it's 7:30, 30 minutes after the civilians there encountered this gas. They sent out word that they needed self-contained breathing apparatus to enter Satarsha, Mississippi, and evacuate the town's 42 residents and 250 people that lived on the periphery of the town. By then, 30 minutes later, rescuers and residents were already in motion, fleeing the gas or evacuating others. Carbon dioxide has been long used to euthanize laboratory rodents and other small animals, a practice that welfare organizations now consider to be inhumane due to the suffering the gas inflicts on the animals. Each year across the planet, the data shows us that CO2 accidents kills about 100 workers worldwide. Now, here's the scary part about this. None of the sheriff's deputies and volunteer firefighters had any emergency training in CO2 leaks. Neither did the staff at the two area hospitals. And the fact that these people did not die was amazing, but these people didn't get off the hook. Several had catastrophic consequences, according to the interviews of the 49 people that were hospitalized. One person said, "It was bad enough that I thought my mama wouldn't make it, and she still has trouble breathing today," said Hugh Martin, an Army veteran who fled Satarsha in a pickup truck. Fortunately, it was working, with his 78-year-old mother as he struggled to remain conscious. She never had asthma. She never had COPD, but now she's on inhalers full time. And we're hearing this kind of story about long-term, lifetime health detriments because of this event. Months later, other conditions began to appear. The long-term effects: mental fogginess, lung dysfunction, chronic fatigue, stomach disorders, insomnia, sleep apnea, and of course, PTSD. And many of these people claimed that they were afraid that this would happen again. Meanwhile, the federal government was taking steps to vastly increase the size of carbon dioxide pipeline capture programs as a way of fighting climate change with no proof that it works. The main effect, it's camouflage, is to move petroleum by thinning it out. Investigations followed and said that such pipelines pose a threat that few are aware of. How many communities are at risk? Well, we're not sure. But we know this is inundating 8 states. And governors like Kristi Noem, who masquerades as a populist, is just fine with this. And she's taken no steps to mitigate not only the property theft of farmers where these pipelines are imposed upon them, as we covered in part one in the last segment, but also too the loss of revenue from interruption of farmer, and then, of course, the health effects. One health official in Setarsha said, "We got lucky. If people had had this happen at 10 p.m. or after, people would have died." And this is no different than what we see with government indifference to 5G, lead to drinking water, and smart meters. And the reason I played the George Carlin clip yesterday with all of the language was because he's right. They don't blanking care about you at all. At all. At all. That's it. The segment. We'll see you next time. Hello, everybody. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we ask that you'd share our work far and wide because the Europeans are waking up. We need to wake up before it's too late. I think for Europe, they're headed for some real violence in the streets because the other side is not going to give up easily. This particular show is about food and the plot to take food away from you. And it's really showing itself now. A clear pattern has emerged, and I can't believe how it's not a top topic of discussion. Hopefully, we can turn it into that. And our sponsor is My Patriot Supply, the best storable food in the world, and you need to get it, and you need to get it now. Because the move to take away America's food supply is well underway. And we're going to highlight that for you here. There's great specials with My Patriot Supply. I mean, great specials. Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life. It tastes great. Lots of diversity in the food. And so, what I'm telling you, this is the way that you want to go, unless you want to stand in a government soup line for days. Go to preparewithdave.com. Preparewithdave.com. Private farming is being replaced by corporate farming. Oh, they're not going to do away with farms. They say, oh, farms, the biggest producer of CO2, and it's bad for the planet, and all life is going to end, so we have to starve you to death. And there are some people that are so brainwashed by the mainstream media, they'll actually think the authorities for starving them to death. Well, let's take a look at the private farming. It's going away. CO2. I mean, they do the carbon capture programs, interfere in farm production. They're doing the 30-30 plan, which is 30% of the land free of farming. No absolute, can't touch it. They're going to the 50-50 plan by the year 2050, sooner if possible. The idea is this. Henry Kissinger said it best. If you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control the people. And this is what they're doing. And they're using the BS. Oh, we can't have private farming because it's 6 times more polluting, more CO2 than regular industrial farms. Aha. They just tipped their hand with that one statement. What's going on in America? Chinese acquiring farmland, killing two birds with one stone because they're doing it near military bases where when they invade, they can interfere in operations and support. That's right. Sticking to the food aspect of it, though, let me talk to you about what happened in Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer, she put a prohibition during COVID on buying seeds and gardening tools. Wait a minute. You could buy cigarettes. You could buy lottery tickets. You could buy anything you wanted other than seeds and gardening tools. What the hell did that have to do with COVID? Answer, nothing. But she was testing the agenda, which they frequently do in advance. Chinese, Bill Gates, corporate farms are slowly but surely replacing all farming. And when that happens, the government will have complete control over the farm supply. Let's look at, speaking of Gretchen Whitmer, I remember reading a study that was produced, and I actually talked about it here. When I was over on the other social media, I produced a video about this, and I think it's worth repeating. University of Michigan produced a study talking about private farming is, that's where I got the six times figure, six times worse than industrial farming. Well, I got a hold of the study. This was the biggest pile of poo I ever saw. Remember, I may not remember, you may not know. I'll just state this for the record. I've written two courses on statistics at a college. At a university, I taught research to graduate students working on their dissertations. I did that for 4.5 years in my 14-year employment. I know a little bit about the process. Let me start with a big one. The University of Michigan study was presented as a standalone study on why you can't have private farming. This violates the fundamental precept of research. Good research is done lots and lots and lots and lots of times, getting the same result under the same research conditions. Simple, right? They didn't do that. Therefore, all you have is an indicator of a possible direction in trend. You have nothing more than that, if you have that at all. And eventually, you have to get to what they call the level of significance, where you combine the research and what you find are levels of significance, and they have to equal 0.05 or less than 0.05, meaning your results are less than a 5% chance of being due to luck. They didn't do that. They didn't have a level of significance because they had a standalone crappy study, poorly designed. They didn't even talk about, what was the control group, what was the experimental group. They didn't even get into that. They simply mentioned X amount of variables were studied. That's bullshit. These people wouldn't have got out of my midterm exam in an intro to research class. And see, fake studies produce fake policies. And this is what they like to do. Unbelievable, folks. This is just unbelievable. We're falling for this. And they're going to roll this out, and they're going to put all these fake studies from different institutions. Oh my gosh. I just am so frustrated here. And listen to me, I'm telling you right now. If 1,000 of my research colleagues would hear this right now, 900 of them would be applauding because they're too afraid to speak out. They could lose a research grant. They could be fired, denied tenure. The other 100 would say, F you, Dave Hodges, big middle finger to you. Don't you dare interfere with some of the research grants I'm getting to produce more fake studies. And that's what this is all about. The Europeans are rising up. We better look across the pond and pay attention because your food supply is in jeopardy. So what do we do? What do we do? Store food. Preparewithdave.com. There's another aspect of it, and that is to have inside farming. Now, I've interviewed Daisy Luther on this point a couple of times. She doesn't believe you can produce enough to get what you need. But what she's done that's very clever, and I'll throw this out as also a further suggestion. If you're going to get seeds, now is the time to stockpile from here to kingdom come. Aha. Oh, wait a minute. Do you remember when you tried to ever hoard any supplies because you were uncertain about the future during COVID and the lockdowns and you were vilified for it? Same thing. But what you need to do is pay cash for the seeds. Have different members of your family on different days buy from different places. And then go to a storage facility and rent that and rent the cheapest room they have. Now you'll have dedicated space to raise your own food in a controlled environment. If you go to the organic prepper, Daisy lays this out for you about the how to do it. You don't have much time. Please give this your full attention. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up. Like us. Make sure you're a member of the commonsenseshow.tv, where we bring in a panel of experts like a Daisy Luther, and we tell you how to prepare for what's happening. In the meantime, 25-year shelf life storable food. Get as much as you can. There's a very, very dangerous development going on with regard to China. And as if we haven't been sold out from Swalwell to Biden's millions of dollars of payments to him, to his son, Hunter. And it's interesting. They've all sold out to China. Raffensperger, Secretary of State of Georgia, and I think he's going to be facing charges in California. We're going to watch that more later, and it's all related to China. And you've got Kemp and former Governor Ducey and Whitmer and Hochul and all the officials in California, the cabinet of Biden. They're all loyal to China. Everything is China, China, China. And we've covered a lot of that here. There's one thing we haven't covered, except in 2017, I did say that Wei Fang, basically the Secretary of Defense of China, had a leaked speech from the CCP Central Planning Committee in which he said, "We are going to have to use race-specific bioweapons on Americans." And at that time, he was in favor of not attacking the 14 million ethnic Chinese that were in the country. And he even admitted there was a debate. Maybe we should kill them too because they're too Americanized, they're too Westernized. But he said at the end of the day, he thought that the Chinese could be redeemable. Race-specific bioweapons, which he said, by the way, we got from Israel. We're facing that real possibility now. And not only are we looking at race-specific bioweapons, we're looking at now individuals can be targeted. And it's all happened under the watch of the U.S. government, deep state. You see, a lot of these people that are in these alphabet soup agencies, they serve a couple of generations. Presidents come and go, they're still there. And that's where the deep state attacks. And this is what's happened to America. We're going to go through and we're going to talk to you specifically about what's happened. And you're about ready to have a holy bleeper moment. And you're going to say none of us are safe because you do not know if you've been targeted through the course of your daily living. And we're going to begin to see, and no one will know, people will just die because of what they're doing. And you're going to think this is something out of a science fiction movie, but some GOP members of Congress have actually taken action on this now. So this isn't a conspiracy theory with no foundation. This is part of a congressional action that we're going to report on. And everyone who hears my voice needs to know this is deadly, deadly serious. And we have been set up for utter destruction by the deep state through their minions in federal agencies. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are brought to you by the Fire Pit Mini. And ladies and gentlemen, this is such a fantastic device. I absolutely love this device. Well, let's take a look at this fire pit mini. This thing is just unbelievably clever. It's lightweight. You'll always be able to heat. They use natural things like branches. I mean, just things from the environment readily available. No gas is needed, no propane. Wood stove, gas stoves are inferior to this. It's lightweight. You can camp out, you can bug out. And with all the warnings we're getting about grid down, thanks to Biden's allowance of tariffs into our country, right here, you'll never be without cooking, boiling water. You won't have to make eat or heat decisions. This is fantastic. And right now, they're offering this great product for 25% off. 25% off with the coupon code HOLIDAY, firepitmini.com. That's where you go. Firepitmini.com. Well, let me pull up our my notes here on this particular topic. This is extremely disturbing. Now, the date of this report is the last day of January, the 31st, 2024. So 6 days ago, U.S. members of Congress introduced a law, a proposed law, a bill called the Biosecure Act. Did you hear about this in the mainstream media? No. This should have been the number one item. But see, your mainstream media is dedicated to the Chinese UN takeover of the United States, the same as the Biden administration is. And we approved this 9 times Sunday. You don't need to have one smoking gun. We got about 1,000 smoking guns, and this is maybe the biggest. This act would ban the use of tax dollars for the utilization of genetic companies from China that collaborate with the People's Liberation Army, the PLA. Now, this is a really good bill because it protects us from what could happen to us with genetic material of individual and groups of Americans falling into the hands of the Chinese. But you have to ask, why did it take so long to get this bill done? I mean, when people point to Tiananmen Square in 1989 is when we should have known China is not America. We're dealing with Stalin, Mao, Hitler, all rolled into one, and yet we didn't do anything. And we have allowed the release of genetic data for Americans to Beijing. And stay with me because we're going to talk about what this means. Now, in the House announcement of this bill, which got no mainstream media coverage, this law is meant to stop the CCP from using U.S. genetic data, okay, for purposes of targeting U.S. citizens with bioweapons. Go back to what I said in the introduction about Weifang. In a 5-part series I wrote on thecommonsenseshow.com, in which he used the term race-specific bioweapons, but now they've gone further. It's individual. So they could target Trump if they had his genetic material, and it would look like natural causes. There's an organization that you need to become familiar with, and we need to take this particular report and spread it far and wide. Beijing Genomics Institute, BGI, collects genetic data for Americans and uses it for research in combination with the Chinese military, said Mike Gallagher, representative from Wisconsin. Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on the CCP, and he introduced the House version of the bill along with his Democratic co-chair. Is that amazing? Even the Democrats are scared because they know they're not safe either. Raja Krishnamoorthy, Democrat from Illinois, who co-chairs the committee, noted that the law would drive BGI from the U.S. market. This should have happened 25 years ago. Gallagher told NBC in the only mainstream media report I can find on this, that the CCP could now target individuals or a class of individuals. So, all white people, or all people of a genetic strain of some sort, or all people that would have some type of disease, maybe like diabetes, asthma, Isn't that interesting? In 2023, I want you to hear this last year, BGI, this company that's a threat to every single American in a country that has sworn the destruction of the United States, they spent nearly $500,000 on lobbying in the United States. Now, first of all, I've been saying this forever. Any company from a belligerent nation that is not our friend should be banned from lobbying. But we didn't do that. The CCP is not only developing genetic targeting of individual bioweapons, but they've also now weaponized fentanyl to a high degree, which recently has killed over 250,000 Americans. Is that not an act of war? What if China dropped a nuclear bomb on an American city and 250,000 Americans were killed? Would we not be demanding action, retribution, retaliation? And why aren't we all over this? Now, here's something really disturbing. BGI's prenatal test was developed in combination with the PLA, which is the Army part of the CCP. U.S. National Counterintelligence and Security Center warned in 2021 that China has for years been able to access U.S. genomic data through illegal means. And the global markets have taken note of the new bill. Stock values of the Chinese companies of the bill sponsors has gone down by a third. That's absolutely amazing. Now, the U.S. law against government utilization for these Chinese companies of genetic testing would be similar to laws against government purchases of Chinese drones and telecom services. These products have a legitimate use, but intelligence gathering for nefarious purposes should be made illegal. And then we're talking about Hawaii, right? HUAWEI. Remember that controversy? Oh, and Biden bailed them out, didn't they? Oh, no charges here, nothing to see. Merrick Garland, also traitor of the United States, would not prosecute these people for what they were doing in the telecom industry to harm American companies. Now, in 2020, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, banned the use of Chinese drones by the Pentagon. But they should have gone further. They should have banned everything with regard to genetic services, and they didn't. Now, Beijing can use the knowledge of the genetic deficiencies of Americans to blackmail individuals. Let me give you a hypothetical, just a hypothetical. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that when Supreme Rhino, Chinese lover, communist Paul Ryan, masquerading as a Republican in drag, he goes to Mike Johnson. They have a closed door meeting, and we haven't heard a word about impeachment of Biden since, or going after Hunter Biden. Heard nothing, and we have all the evidence we need to go forward. What did Paul Ryan tell Mike Johnson? Hey, we understand your child, one of your children, has this genetic deficiency. We can engineer this. They can target your kid if you don't back off. I'm not saying that happened specifically, but I'm saying something like this happened to Mike Johnson generally. Everyone I talk to in positions of knowledge know that Mike Johnson is now compromised. The head of this committee goes on to say the PLA has sought genetic data to create super soldiers. So that's a defense risk. The use of DNA from people in the Himalayas to engineer troops that can operate efficiently at high altitudes. And a similar bill to the one introduced on January 25th, banning the use of Chinese genetic companies, was introduced in the Senate by the chair of Homeland Security Committee, Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan, and Bill Hagerty, a Republican from Tennessee. You notice how the Democrats and Republicans are teaming up on this now? Because they know they could be targeted, or members of their family can be targeted and blackmailed by Chinese interests. Listen, I'm kind of gratified that we're finally seeing Republicans and Democrats work in conjunction to protect America, but I think it's too little, too late. We do not need the new legislation. We need to declare China to be a hostile nation, and then we need to have some serious talks with them. Yeah, you can cut off our cancer medication, our diabetes medication. They can cut off some of the shell casing material, antimony, that's used for ballistics, right? For bullets. We've done a piece on that last week. But we tell them this is what we can do to you. And by the way, if it goes very further, we'll just blow up the Three Gorges Dam. And how many people will die? You'll lose how much of your manufacturing, which is their Silicon Valley? There's things that we can do that we're not doing. They're not going far enough. Now, this is something that I really believe because the global nature of the CCP threat requires generalized global defenses. Not a piece of legislation here or there. Passing this bill will not fix the problem entirely. We need to develop home-based manufacturing. Oh, but Joe Biden says we can't because it's bad for the environment. Well, how about death to America being bad for the American environment? Which is more important, Joe Biden? Your unsubstantiated, unproven, unscientific claims that go way beyond anything science has ever looked at with climate change, unsubstantiated. And we're going to move in those directions while we sacrifice America. He is an agent of the CCP. I remember in the 1960s, and I saw this in reruns, of a show from the Outer Limits where they could change a person's appearance and kill a host and replace them with a transformed lookalike with injections that they could mold their face and mannerisms and voice to be just like the person they killed. And the Chinese were trying to take over the American government doing this in this version of the Outer Limits. Now, in the 1960s, that was kind of interesting. This was pure science fiction. Oh, it's a good plot, a lot of anxiety, but that could never happen. I'm not saying those are the specific mechanisms, but I'm saying in principle, this is exactly what can happen. We assassinate biogenetically key people with some magical outbreak, disease XYZ, and then replace them with Chinese implants. I'm just giving you, for instance, a hypothetical to how dangerous this is. And it's interesting, too. The world has now committed through coercion to pay what they call a global minimal tax. It's 15% per nation. China's not paying. The United States under Biden has said, oh, no, we're happy to pay 21%, thus killing our business competitiveness internationally. 6% is a big flipping deal. Everything Biden does capitulates to China. Everything. And then you've got Mitch McConnell, Rhino minority head of the Senate, who makes over $25 million a year in claimed income. God knows what he makes in offshore accounts, because his wife's parents control the six major ports in China, and his reported income from that venture with related enterprises is $25 million a year. Oh, Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona has similar interests for the CCP, over $20 million a year. He's owned by China. And I could go through and start making a list of who's owned by China, but we don't have that much time in this report. And now we have the same people who are actively facilitating the selling of biogenetic data to China to target groups of Americans or individual Americans through a genetic process. And you can't tell me that the Biden administration did not know, because the very people that would facilitate this in the CDC, in the NIH, in the FDA, you think this went unnoticed by the CIA? You think it went unnoticed by the FBI? And whose interests are in these agencies? Well, I can tell you. I should probably get her back on the show. Monica Wazelowski now changed her last name because of a marriage. Congratulations, Monica. You're wonderful. Congratulations on the birth of your child. But I used to work with Monica a lot 10 years ago. She was a conservative in the State Department filled with communists, and they targeted her, and they used her child against her, her oldest child. And we got involved. And we got involved in a very big way. And what I learned from that experience was Monica was a rare jewel among a bunch of sewer rats in the State Department. All communists, diehard Democrats, dedicated to the destruction of America. And she told me story after story after story. She had a prominent position. She at one time was arranging presidential travel, so she had access to high-level information. She then also was in charge of what kind of brochures we put out for State Department propaganda. And she had some good stories to tell there. And it was all anti-American. These people that operate our federal agencies have been sewer rats now for the better part of 40 years, serving the destructive ends to destroy our country. And now they've been part of targeting America by letting the Chinese get away with this. This is the biggest story you will hear today, not because I'm breaking it, but because of the threat that this poses to each and every one of us. For example, the CCP said, "That Dave Hodges, he does too much talking about us. It's time to put him away." Or if I were a senator, "Senator, you're going to vote for this bill that gives favorable agreements to China from national defense, national security measures, and you're going to allow our Chinese troops to cross your border and go anywhere they want. And Dick Durbin, you're going to come out," which he did do 3 weeks ago, "and on tape say illegal aliens should be allowed into our military and given citizenship." And that's where some of the CCP is going, by the way. We've covered that. Paul Preston now has the information. This is breaking. And I can't wait to talk to Michael Young. We're trying to set something up next week. I'm sure he knows about this as well, too. And let me remind you, Homeland Security Director Traitor Alejandro Mayorkas has been seen by Michael Yan and associates briefing Chinese troops in the Darien Gap, where they take one of three routes to America. We have totally been sold out. And I believe this threat is more dangerous and more practical than a nuclear attack. That's why I'm hoping you'll take this particular presentation and you will play it far and wide. We need to wake America up to the threats. I'm going on the Paul Preston show tomorrow, Agenda 21 Radio, which is the number one digital show in America. And as you know, you hear me talk about Paul some. Paul and I are very good friends and have been for years. And we had an affinity when we first met. He was a former high school administrator, superintendent, but he was also a basketball coach. So we kind of had that collegiality there. But we've grown into being colleagues fighting the same things. And Paul is coming into this information too, and I'm going on a show to present this. But please share this far and wide, ladies and gentlemen. We need to take dramatic action, and we need to take it now. And if it means going to war with China to stop this, I'm afraid that's what we'd have to do. And you know as well as I do, I advocate every day, no civil war, no war. Here's how we get around it. But when China possesses this kind of weaponry, there can be no compromise. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure you're a member of the commonsenseshow.tv. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And welcome to our friends around the world to this segment. Really glad to have you here. And we're going to be talking about health and fitness. You're saying, "Dave, you don't do that real often." Yeah, I think we need to, though, because we're in a model now where I believe famine's being planned, economic collapse is being planned, grid down is being planned, disease X. Well, okay, it's all, listen, this is what they're feeding us, they being the globalists. How could we not react to this? So we need to train, prep, and pray. And we'll do a little bit here today with the training. Prepping comes right here to our sponsor. This is the Fighter Flare flashlight. I love this because it's solar powered. It has right here, this device right here on top, breaks glass, cuts rope on the bottom. You'll never be trapped in your car ever. Also, too, it can charge your electronic devices. The main light goes 500 meters with 800 lumens behind it. Strobe light for emergency, emergency siren. You're kidding? No, but I love the fact this charges your electronic devices and it's solar powered. You're never going to be without grid down or no grid down. It's available now for 15% off of this military grade hardware preparation device. We live in a dangerous world. You need to respond accordingly. This should be part of your preparation material. Go to Fighter Flare Flashlight, excuse me, fighterflare.com for the Fighter Flare Flashlight. That's fighterflare.com. The link is in the description box. Don't forget that coupon code for 15% off with the coupon code 15 off. All righty, we have an interesting presentation here, and I want to get to this here. And a lot of people ask me, it's kind of funny. Sometimes I go to the gym, and a few people, will notice me and they see me do my thing. And they say, "Well, Dave, how many steps do you walk a day? And what do you think we should do?" And I've done some research on this, and I'm going to answer that question, but I'm even going to do a deeper dive for you here. So, how many steps should you really take in a day? It's controversial. We're often told 10,000, that's the standard. There's no scientific proof for that. Absolutely not. The 10,000 steps a day target came out of Yamasa Clock in Japan. The device was called the Manpo Key, and it translates literally to 10,000 step meter. And that was the marketing tool, but not based on science. Now, walking is great for you. Cardiovascular fitness, weight management, improved mood, better sleep, enhanced cognitive function, and walking can reduce the risk of developing chronic illness such as dementia, certain cancers. In some cases, it can improve health conditions like type 2 diabetes. Now, let's look at the science for a second here. From the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, we start to get the answer to how many steps we should be taking. And it shows that walking at least 3,967 steps a day, or 4,000 steps a day, reduces the risk of dying from all-cause mortality. So just 4,000 steps a day. Now, what they found is if you just walk 2,400 steps a day, it'll reduce the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. Now, there was another study out of the Journal of American Medical Association Neurology, JAMA Neurology. And it found that a total, now this is really important if you're getting older, around 8,900 steps per day slows the rates of cognitive decline and brain volume loss in people who are at risk. And what happens is it's the hippocampus right back here in the back of the brain. And the hippocampus is largely responsible. Well, you want to measure that brain health of someone when they're older, take an image of the hippocampus and then evaluate it. Memory functioning high in that area. So basically, about 9,000 steps a day for moving towards prevention of cognitive decline and brain volume loss. Now, are there any limits? Well, some people say that, you should walk 20,000 steps a day. Ooh, my knees hurt just saying that. You ever go to one of those theme parks, or you go to SeaWorld or whatever? Yeah, you're going to have a 15 to 18,000 step day if you're doing a typical stuff. That's pretty tough on some people. Is that good for you over the long haul? Well, you could do 20,000 steps a day if you break it up. But most people need to do a lot less because physically they may not be able to take it and certainly not in the shape to handle it. So it's something that they should probably not be doing. So let's focus on more research and what it does say. The research has shown in all-cause mortality, an incident of cardiovascular disease, you don't get any improvement after about 8,500 steps. The range for that is actually 7,500 to 8,500 steps per day. So I would say 8,000, 8,500 steps a day is a good goal if you're healthy. Now, there's also been research that shows if you can't get that far, you still get benefits. If you take 4,400 steps a day, it causes a great reduction in all-cause mortality, more for women, interesting, than for men. I thought that was really interesting. All-cause mortality. all causes of death. But I think 9,000, 8,500, 9,000, I think those are good goals. But if you can't get to that, start where you are and try to add 1,000 steps every month. That's a slow increase. You say, well, how would I do that? Well, you just, okay, take the number of days that you walk, divide it into 1,000, and that's how many more you add each day. If you tend to miss workouts, you might want to double up on that. Now, a lot of people say, well, how do I break up the walking to get the volume in? Okay, well, it depends, what you do for a living. Some people do their business calls while they walk. Some people walk their animals in the morning. Some people just go for a walk in the morning. Some people will get on the treadmill and they'll watch their favorite TV shows. And that's a good way. You do need a distraction. Just walking on a treadmill can be boring as hell. Absolutely, positively. But there's always ways you can get more steps in. Let me give you an example. When you go to the grocery store, and I'm saying this is for the fit, park as far away as you can. Now, if it's nighttime and you're a woman walking in by yourself, okay, use good judgment. But I'm talking daytime hours, safe area, park farther away than you ordinarily would so you can get the extra steps in. And if you're so inclined, I'll tell you what'll really help you is if you have to go to the third floor for, let's say, a visit to your doctor, take the stairs. Take the stairs if available. That's free if you're hit. Now let's break down the types of exercises, because the problem with when you look at articles and research and that just focus on steps, they don't really get into other things I think that they should. There are two major zones of training and three types of training that I believe everyone needs to do. Now, again, for the healthy, consult your doctor and all that disclaimer that you hear. Okay, there's zone one, or what we call high intensity interval training, HIIT for short. And this includes sprints, fast cycling, and sledding. I've got one of these sleds at home, and I take it out of my driveway, which is a kind of a converted basketball court. And it's a regular half court. And I can go the width of the court, and I'll do that about six times, eight times, 10 times. And I put it on the max setting. I put it on level three, if you're familiar with the sled mechanism. And also some of the gyms I go to have the sled mechanisms as well, too. Now, you go, if you sprint, if you do fast cycling, or you sled, you go 60 to 90 seconds at max. And you can actually get one of these meters and measure, put it on your finger, get it right off Amazon, put it on your finger, and you can tell, figure your age, in terms of maximum heart rate. You want to get to 80%. Take 80% of your maximum heart rate, and you can monitor what you're doing. And you say, oh, okay, I'm a little higher than that. Maybe I need to lower the intensity, or I need to bump it up a little bit. You need to be in that 80% range. And I will tell you, for all cause mortality, HIIT training is the best there is. You go, well, Dave, I can't sprint. You probably could if you were being chased by a wild animal. You might run 20, 30, 40 steps, right? It's a place to start. Start where you can and add to it. Now, you should only do the HIIT for like 60 to 90 second bursts at max effort, 4 to 6 sets. Now, obviously, if you're coming in new and you're really out of shape, you've got to scale that down. And you can scale it down to a really low level, but the idea is to progressively add. Zone two is walking, swimming at a moderate pace, and cycling. And the walking part of it enters into what we just talked about here. And it's recommended that with zone one, you do two encounters a week. You do two workouts of zone one a week. Zone two, you can do as much as you want, basically. I say take a day off, but it's recommended to get 150 minutes a week. That'd be a 30-minute walk 5 times a week, for example. That's doable. And I'll tell you, your all-cause mortality starts to really go down. But we forget about other things too. Muscle loss, bone degradation as you get older. Only thing that fixes that, and this is really good for type 2 diabetes too, is strength training. And go to your max. Go to failure when you lift on every set. And maybe you only do three or four exercises, and maybe you only do two or three sets to begin, and you can build up from there. But go to fail. Oh, I just can't. Okay, stop. Don't overstrain. Don't kill yourself. And these are some of the secrets of working out that I've done. And I'll tell you, it works pretty well. I wish you luck on your health and fitness journey, and I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for joining us. We will see you back here again next time. God bless.